My dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of St. John Maria Vianney, the vicar general of his diocese, sent him who was considered the least able of priests to smallest and most indifferent of parishes. The young priest, Maria Vianney, was left in doubt he would find a parish in a very sorry state. The vicar general told the young father Vianney, "There is not much love of God in that parish. You will bring some into it." These words were remarkably prophetic, but at face value were hardly a ringing endorsement of the young cure's future mission. On first seeing the tiny village of Ors, where he would remain for the rest of his life, we can even note a certain disappointment in his words. How small this is. A man with so great heart had been entrusted with the tiniest corner of the vineyard of the Lord, with a total population of just 230 souls. In a gesture which John Paul II would learn from him, he embraced this mission, kissing the ground as he entered his parish. If we picture him ringing the church bell on his first morning in that parish of ours, it's worth remembering that it was a broken bell in a rundown building. Today, such building would, I suspect, quickly find its way onto a diocesan closure list. We can glimpse his courage from his prayer, a prayer that many a parish priest would hesitate to ask of the Lord in its totality. "Lord, grant me the conversion of my parish. I am willing to suffer whatever you wish for my entire life." God answered that prayer and gave the radical conversion of that parish, and hundreds of thousands eventually journeyed the tiny place on earth. It must have seemed like the beginning of a new evangelization. Yet to understand his confidence, we would need to glimpse the scene earlier each morning to know from where such confidence flowed. Kneeling before the tabernacle, the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist, where he would be found at the beginning of every day. As one of the saints of the 20th century, he heard the Lord saying in his heart, "You can't, but I can." The opposition to St. John Vianney was immediate, and the opposition at first was indifference. As he began to speak, preaching was an enormous trial for him, and there was ostentatious yawning in the church to show a complete and casual dismissal of whatever this new priest was trying to say. Yet the priorities of the apostolic plan, which Pope Benedict speaks of, were only just beginning to be seen. Prayer and always long, searching, persevering prayer was his first priority. In St. John 23rd, strikingly beautiful reflection, the lengthy prayer of a priest before the adorable sacrament of the altar has an effectiveness that cannot be found elsewhere or replaced. John Vianney never set out to please people, responding to demands like a tin can blown about on the pizza outside, Rather, he proceeded purposefully in seeking to please God. This led him very close to all his people, especially close throughout his life to the most difficult and confused of his people, the types of people we might naturally be inclined to avoid. Yet there was nothing of a people pleaser in this. The stories or legend of his remarks saying which might appeal to Lancastrian plain speaking. Yet it is hard to know how they were first received, such as when he told his congregation that in their dealings with each other, most of them were probably thieves. Or that man who brought his fine dog for the cures to see, who was told with a sigh, if only your soul was as beautiful as your dog. Saint Vianney lived in a situation not entirely unfamiliar to us. There was sort of faint, fond memory of faith combined with a religious illiteracy resulting from the turmoil following the French Revolution. This was the cultural context in which he set about teaching and preaching and explaining for more than 40 years the gospel and Catholic faith. Our Lord, who is truth itself, he said, does not value his word any less than he values his body. The courage of his perseverance was based on a priority which St. John Paul II observed. How impressive it is to know that St. John Vianney tried to read each day, choosing one of the 400 books in his library. Those books, still in the presbytery of ours, were by no means paperback theology. In his early years, he wrote out his sermons and, despite his notoriously poor memory, sought to memorize each. It's a small but sobering fact that his efforts were not immediately appreciated. Indeed, his curate threw most of his sermons on the love of God and the Eucharist on the fire. Maybe too many of our computer files will one day be similarly deleted. Yet what surely matters is the effort made through all of our carefully prepared words to communicate our faith. It is the cure's short, pithy, insightful phrases that are most remembered. All of this lead, as Pope Benedict notes, towards the Eucharistic presence before which he would kneel every day. Indeed, he would point all those who came to see him to the altar and tabernacle, saying, "He is here, he is here, the one who loves us so much, he is here." In his last days, when frailty and sickness no longer allowed him to be heard, he would stand in the pulpit of ours and repeatedly point to the tabernacle everything he wished to say and us to seek there in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. Wherever there may be little love of God, the saint of ours challenges us to bring love for God there. Amen.